Russia and the United States are yet to finalize a nuclear arms treaty that is to be signed in Prague next month, the White House has said. The European Commission has questioned the sustainability of Czech public finances. And the Czech Senate has rejected a motion to raise maternity benefits to 2009 levels. Russia and the United States have not yet agreed on a new nuclear arms treaty that is likely to be signed in Prague, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev will speak in the coming days, and when the details are worked out, the treaty will be signed in the Czech capital, the spokesman added. U.S. and Russian presidents are expected to sign a new START treaty in Prague next month, the office of the Czech president said on Wednesday. The Russian ambassador in Prague visited the Czech president's office and confirmed his country's intention to sign the deal in the Czech capital. The Russian embassy said the meeting could take place on the 8th of April, as the Russian president is visiting Slovakia on the 6th and 7th of the same month. On the 5th of April of last year, Mr. Obama outlined his vision of a world free of nuclear weapons in a keynote speech at Prague Castle. The European Commission questioned on Wednesday the long-term sustainability of Czech public finances. In an evaluation of the Czech Republic's convergence program, the Commission also criticized the lack of measures to lower the state budget deficit below 3% of the gross domestic product in 3 years' time, which is a condition for the adoption of the euro. The Commission recommended the Czech government to outline a budget strategy for 2011 and 2012 with concrete measures to lower the deficit and to come up with reforms to ensure that Czech public finances are sustainable in the long run. In related news, Czech government-issued bonds are among the safest in the world, the daily Hospodářské noviny reported on Wednesday, referring to a comparison of costs of insurance against possible state defaults compiled by the Bloomberg News Agency. Czech bonds ranked 8th. The list is topped by Norway, while Iceland and Greece ranked lowest. Analysts believe that this is the right time to issue state bonds, particularly in foreign currencies. The Czech finance minister Eduard Janota said earlier that the state might borrow finances in foreign currencies in the first half of this year. According to the finance ministry, the Czech Republic this year needs to borrow 280 billion crowns, or more than $14.7 billion. The Czech Senate rejected on Wednesday a motion by the Christian Democrats to raise maternity benefits to the levels of 2009. The motion also included restoring insurance payments for the first 3 days of sick leave. Senators from the right-of-center Civic Democratic Party and the Conservative Party Topo 9 said that if approved, the amendment would increase the state budget deficit by another 2 billion crowns. The motion will now return to the lower house, which is expected to overturn the Senate veto in mid-April, with votes from Social Democrats, Christian Democrats and the Communists. The caretaker government lowered maternity benefits by 10 percentage points and abolished payments for the first 3 days of sick leave in January, as part of the cost-cutting measures adopted to lower the state budget deficit. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The current sunny conditions will continue until the end of the week, with clear skies and highest day temperatures reaching up to 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.